KMUW is in its last fundraiser of the year, and now that we're even more dependent on community support, we hope that everyone who listens to Wichita's Early Edition will help however you can. We have an amazing jigsaw puzzle featuring 20 years of our artists series, plus coffee club. Details are online at KMUW.org. Thank you. No matter how many curveballs have come our way this year, our commitment to you is undiminished.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 11th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. The Wichita Rowing Association's Frostbite Regatta has attracted hundreds of rowers to Wichita since 1992. We'll hear the sounds of the regatta after the news. The Wichita City Council has approved a nearly $200 million expansion to the Starbond District near K96 and Greenwich. The family destination development would include a surfing venue with a stationary wave machine and a tennis complex that would house the Wichita State University men's and women's teams. There would also be a hotel, restaurants, and retail space. Councilmember Becky Tuttle says she hopes it will attract workers to Wichita.
We need to attract and retain talent, and this will. When I talk to C-suite, especially in our anchor industries, they say we can get people to come to Wichita for our jobs, but you need to have cool things for them to do so they'll stay.
Star bonds are issued by the Department of Commerce. Sales tax revenue inside the district is used to pay them off. Earlier phases of the K96 district include the Wichita Sports Forum and the Stryker Sports Complex. Sedgwick County says it's contacted local and federal law enforcement agencies over what it contends is the theft of $1.3 million. The county says the online auction company Civic Source in New Orleans administered the sale of foreclosed property last fall. It says Civic Source has not transferred proceeds from the sale to the county as required. Civic Source has conducted similar sales for the county since 2022. The county says it has ended its contract with the company. The county says it may consider changes to how it conducts tax foreclosure auctions in the future. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation has fired leaders of its tribally owned business for accepting a $30 million contract with ICE. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, the Kansas-based tribe says the project does not align with its values.
Prairie Band LLC had landed a contract to assist in the design of immigration detention centers for the federal government. The tribe announced the leadership changes just hours after the company defended the project. The tribe says it will reevaluate its internal review and approval process for taking on federal contracts. However, it's unclear if the tribe will cancel the project. The tribe's announcement did not mention plans to end the deal. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Kansas lawmaker is questioning the way three state universities used $12 million of special funding. State officials say the money is meant to help Fort Hays State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State keep up with the larger universities in the state, such as the University of Kansas. Republican Representative Troy Waymaster says the universities incorrectly use the money to pay for salaries and wages.
And if we're going to continue funding this and build it into their base budget, as all three regional universities have asked for, then we need to have language clarifying what those dollars are supposed to be used for.
Waymaster says the fund was created to help the smaller universities pay for things such as economic development. University leaders were not present in the meeting to respond, but the initial request for the funding did not exclude spending it on salaries. The stated goals include improving student graduation rates, recruiting people to the area, and strengthening in-demand programs such as healthcare degrees. Home sales in the Wichita area fell more than 2% in November. The sale of existing homes actually increased last month, but that was offset by a drop of nearly 5% in the sale of new homes. The average sales price for existing homes was $269,000. That's up about 2%. New homes that sold averaged $380,000. That's a drop from the same period a year ago. The South Central Kansas MLS provides real estate data from 18 counties, including Sedgwick, Butler, and Harvey. One of the strongest meteor showers of the year will peak over Kansas this weekend. The Geminid meteor shower began last week and will be active through December 17th, but the best time to see the shower will be between 10 p.m. Saturday and 2 a.m. Sunday. Forecasters say the meteor shower should be more visible this year compared to last year because the moon will be less full. From a dark location, stargazers could see more than 100 meteors per hour during the shower's peak. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
Tomorrow on the Range, a story about the football jersey that's hung in my closet for 50 years and about the man who once wore it.
Suit. A suit that doesn't fit. My ties. I don't wear my ties anymore. And here it is, number 88.
So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. The Wichita Rowing Association's Frostbite Regatta has attracted hundreds of rowers to Wichita since 1992. KMUW's Lou Ann Stevens went this year and brings us the sounds of the day.
It's a mild and very windy day along the Little Arkansas River. Several teams are floating near 13th Street, waiting to line up. Referees Glenn and Andrew get them ready to go.
190, go!
Ready, attention, row!
The teams dig in their oars and start downriver, one by one.
I come down to do this. We've got referees from all the surrounding states.
That's Andrew, and he drove down from Des Moines. This year, there are seven states represented, 250 boats or shells, and more than 500 athletes. The teams gather speed, maneuvering under bridges and around the curve toward the NIMS Bridge, packed with supporters.
Woo! Let's go! Strong finish! Get it on our feet! Let's go!
Come on!
The teams pass under the bridge and power their way toward the finish line. Time for congratulations, and then the next race is underway.
You were flying. Great job, ladies.
For KMUW, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. We're wrapping up the year with a discussion of The Snow Child by Awen Ivey and Dinner from Public. Bring a book to swap and a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.